Hi, I'm Holly.
And I'm Haley.
Welcome to Mountain Mysteries, Tales from Appalachia. Oh, did you want me to talk first?
I did. I was waiting on you.
This is Haley's episode.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And so I assumed she would talk first.
No, it's so fine. Hi.
OMG. I'm like, so,
welcome
like, totally
back.
Excited that you're totally reaching out to me. It's really nice because I rarely speak with you.
I didn't like that. Made me really uncomfortable.
Haley? Yeah.
I have a friend who spoke like that.
Did you just hate her?
She was a good person.
She's
a good person.
I have been told
she's
I have
really
a
pretty.
Sexy voice.
Yeah? Ew. Again, didn't like that.
I mean, you're either going to get, like, Valley, or, I mean, I could speak like my grandma used to. Like,
yeah.
Give me my cigarettes.
Mm.
Yeah, it was great.
I have a much deeper voice than I think I do.
You know, something in listening back to our podcast is I pick up so much on both you and I. In general, it doesn't sound on the day-to-day like we have, like, much of a Southern accent. But when you listen to this podcast, you pick up on our Southern accents.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I like it. Okay. So, I did promise you I'd tell you. I have a couple of things to tell you.
She's been taunting me.
That will make you maybe not mad.
She's been taunting me. She taunted me last week. It's been a whole thing.
Listen. First and foremost, we were talking about how I take more risks.
Yes.
Then you do. Yes. So, and news for the podcast, I guess we'll make it podcast official. I'm dating now.
Yes.
A new
gentleman.
Gentleman.
Yes.
Caller. No,
he does not have cholera.
Does not have cholera. No. He's great. But we had to go and drop off some prom dresses. There's a prom dress closet at the church I attend. So we had to go.
I didn't know where that was going.
We had to drop off these dresses in this. It's in the top floor of the church. It's very dark, very scary at night.
I have been there. Yes.
So went and dropped the dresses off, and we're leaving. And we had took the scary elevator up because I'm lazy and didn't want to go upstairs.
We also have done that. Yes.
So took the elevator up, dropped the dresses off in the room, and we're going back down the stairs. And I heard a noise that sounded like somebody walking. And I was like, well, heck, somebody's broken into this house of the Lord. I'm going to have to fight them now.
I am the deacon.
So I am like taken off down the hallway and he's yelling at me. And he's like, we literally talked about this. You would not last 5 minutes in a horror movie.
No.
He's like, stop walking. I'm like, no, I have to look. He's like, oh my God. He's like, well, I have to come with you. And I was like, I mean, do what you want, dude, but I'm going. So...
Wow.
I took off and I'm like opening doors. He's like, Haley, stop it. I'm like, you're not helping me.
He was more scared than you.
He was, he would survive, in the horror movie. I would not. And he's like, I don't want to fight anybody tonight. I'm like, I don't want you to. I'm going to tell him to leave whoever's up here.
Cast ye out, demon spirit.
Turns out I found nobody. So we left. And I called the pastor because I was like, hey, because I also broke into his office because I needed a box.
Wait a minute. All right. But yet you're looking for someone trying to tell them, you know, you are breaking into the house of the Lord.
Get out.
And yet you have.
Listen, I didn't really break in. His door was unlocked. But it was closed. But I walked in there because I figured I was getting granola bars and stuff to
take.
Where
the hell is this story going?
To
prom dresses, granola bars.
The granola bars to take them to the school because people donated them for my kids. That's cool. So I found a box. I stole the box. So I've called the pastor and I was like, hey, just so you know, when you look open your closet, I dump the box of Nerf guns you had in there out. And I now have the box, and he's like, sweet, I don't really care.
What is going on at this church?
So I took the granola bars, and while I'm on the phone with him, I was like, oh, also, I thought I heard an intruder upstairs. I checked it out. I couldn't find anybody. My boyfriend was very upset at the time. He was very upset about it. And he's like, well, I get it. So but he said, no. He said, I bet it was not a person. He said, I bet it was the bats. We have bats in the church.
Like in the attic or?
Everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. There was one downstairs one time. Tommy got bit by one.
Oh my gosh.
Our pastor. Yep.
Wow.
Bit by a bat.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
So that's where that story went.
I mean.
Bats.
Well, fun fact, when I bought my house, there were bats in the attic.
Oh, yeah, I forgot and about that.
Bats can only be removed by professionals certain times of the year because they have to be released back into certain areas. So usually August is the time of the year where they take them.
Well, the thing is, we've had these removed, I think, a couple of times.
Keep coming back.
And they sealed where they thought they were coming in at, but they're still in the attic.
Hmm.
But they get out of the attic and into other parts of the building.
Gosh, so, I bet it was
very interesting.
So I have been to this church before, and I have been to that top floor. Mm-hmm. I've been in the elevator, and I'm going to tell you, it's so creepy.
It's so scary upstairs.
It's really, really creepy.
Yeah.
And I think it's haunted.
Oh, 100% it's haunted.
But then you ask yourself, if a church is haunted,
right?
What's that good versus evil? Are they benevolent spirits that God is like, okay, you're cool here?
Yeah, I think so.
It would have to be, right?
In the house of the Lord, yes.
Because then it really does get into good versus evil.
Yeah, and I can't have that conversation.
No, because if there's demons, there are demons in your church.
That'd be bad.
In the house of the Lord?
In the house of the Lord. That would be bad. No, these are all good ghosts. But no, I really thought there was an intruder in there and I was ready to fight them. Anyway. Okay.
Well, okay.
Bats.
Let's scoot back just for a second.
Okay.
Number one, I already knew this, but congratulations on the man.
Yeah.
Number two, that sounds great that people donate dresses.
Mm-hmm.
That's great that donations of granola bars. I don't know where the Nerf guns come in, but cool.
I don't either.
Glad it wasn't an intruder. You're scaring this man to death. I hope he sticks in with you.
Me too.
And bats. Wow.
Yeah.
There was a whole lot to process.
To get to the bats.
To get to this bats. When I didn't know where this was going. I thought we were going towards ghosts for sure.
No.
I kind of like the idea of an intruder and you tackling them.
I mean, there very well could have been an intruder in there. I did go into the baptistry.
Jenny!
I walked into the baptistry and I was like, nobody in here. If you've ever been in a baptistry at night with no water,
I don't know what a baptistry spooky. Is.
Oh, because you're Catholic. Mm. It's where you dunk them.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So spooky. Like a mini pool.
Kind of a mini pool.
Yeah.
Esque area.
Yeah. Okay, that makes
really
sense.
Really also spooky. Don't like it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Beautiful when it's in service.
Nice.
At night, in the dark, drained, scary.
I think any, like, drained pool
at eerie night vibes.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. All right, you want to talk about this vampire of Richmond?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Picking up from your story from last week.
Yes, from last week. So we're going back to Virginia, but we're actually going to talk first about the Churchill Tunnel, because that's going to get us into the vampire.
Well, we have to
get
start our
tunnel.
We have to start digging away.
All right. So
where's my spoon?
The Churchill Tunnel is an old Chesapeake and Ohio Railway, so the CNO tunnel. It was built in the early 1870s, and it goes approximately 4,000 feet under the Churchill District of Richmond, Virginia.
Hmm.
On October 2nd, 1925, the tunnel collapsed on a work train. It killed four men and trapped a steam locomotive and 10 flat cars. Rescue efforts only resulted in further collapse, and the tunnel was eventually sealed for safety reasons.
How sad.
Yeah. So, we're going to talk about all that.
But so freaking cool.
So cool. So, let's kind of dive into the history of this tunnel. So that's kind of a little sneak peek. So Churchill Tunnel was completed in 1873, obviously for the C&O Railroad, which was seeking to extend its tracks from Terminus in the Chaco Valley section of downtown Richmond to connect with their new Peninsula subdivision, which extended about 75 miles southeast down the Virginia Peninsula to reach Collis Potter Huntington, which was a new coal pier in Newport News, Virginia.
Say that five times fast.
So much. So it's really, long story short, they're extending the train.
Gotcha.
So, but I wanted to put all that in there.
I'm glad.
Because I wrote it all out.
She took the time.
So the tracks to the new tunnel left the old Virginia Central Line. Left the Virginia Central Line west of 17th Street, and it curved around to enter the tunnel on 18th Street. So really just about a block away. Around kind of the Union Hill area, if you know anything about Richmond.
No.
I don't either. But if you do, then there you go. So, from the get, there was some construction problems. Unlike normal bedrock through what most of C&O carved its western tunnels, Richmond had blue marl clay, shrink swell soil. So that's the type of soil that kind of changes with rainfall and groundwater.
Okay.
So it'll shrink up when it's dry, and then when swell up when it rains.
Okay.
So shrink, gotcha. Swell.
Gotcha.
And that's that type of clay.
Like my stomach.
That does that.
Shrink, swell.
Yes.
Got it.
So this causes those cave-ins.
Gotcha.
So. Because it's not very stable. The tunnel has remained an issue throughout its life as a tunnel due to groundwater seepage and safety concerns, even after it was abandoned in 1925.
I could see that.
Yeah. So they tried to make a safer alternative to get where they needed to go because they needed to connect all this stuff. So in the 1890s, C&O acquired the Richmond and Allegheny Railroad, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
Sure have. And it has been built east from the Blue Ridge Mountains along the path of the James River and the Kanawha Canal.
Nice.
And that provides a water level route to Richmond. So that's a little bit of a safer option than having to go through this tunnel. There's still a lot of tunnels there, but they didn't have to go through that type of shrink and swell soil. I just really like to talk about the soil.
Shrinking and swell.
So there's all kinds, like I said, all kinds of tunnels. There's not as many issues because they're above the ground in a lot of places, or they're above that water level.
Well, that's good.
Because
otherwise,
because you don't want to have to deal with flooding. All right. So after completion of the viaduct in 1901, the Churchill Tunnel fell into disuse for over 20 years. Nobody touched it. In 1925, to add capacity, the railroad began efforts to restore it to some sort of usable condition.
Gosh, I bet that took a lot of time and money.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is 1925. On October 2nd, while repairs were underway, a work train was trapped in that collapse. So they're trying to make this place usable. It collapsed. And was trapped under 150 feet of the tunnel near the western end, which is below Jefferson Park. Authorities shut down the streetcar line to the area for several days. At the time, there were no homes in the area, and most of the buildings were, you know, kind of downtown. So nobody needed to really get in and out of there.
Yeah.
Approximately 200 workmen crawled under flat cars and then escaped out of the eastern end of the tunnel, including fireman Benjamin F. Mosby, who died hours later at Grace Hospital because of burns caused by the ruptured boiler.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
So, awful. As it started to kind of cave in, I guess there were signs and sounds of that. So they went, the men dove under these flat cars and it created kind of a pocket for them. So they were able to kind of crawl underneath the flat cars and get out.
Wow. Like, what a...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Crazy.
Right place, right time, yeah. Kind of or thing.
Wrong place, wrong time. Who knows? A little bit of both.
Yeah.
So the engineer, Thomas Joseph Mason, was killed. An initial... reports claim that besides Mason, there were six black laborers that were unaccounted for. The missing number of men was later scaled back down to two, which they identified as day laborers Richard Lewis and H. Smith. So during the next week, the community anxiously watched rescue efforts, but each time progress was made, further cave-ins occurred. So only the body of Mason was able to be recovered on October 10th. Wow. So at that point, only Lewis and Smith were still unaccounted for, and their bodies were never found. They were never able to recover their bodies.
That's awful.
Yeah. So the following spring, the Virginia State Corporation Commission, which regulates the state's railroads, ordered the western end of the tunnel to be sealed off for safety reason. Left inside was the work train, complete with a 440 steam locomotive and 10 flat cars.
I love that.
So it's totally sealed off. There's still a big locomotive in there.
And the bodies are in there, too.
Two bodies.
I love that.
It's crazy.
So, absolutely no way to access it anymore.
No way to access it.
I want to.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are any, like, photographs.
So... Here's kind of some more stuff.
I want to know this stuff.
So looking into the tunnel's east entrance, because remember, this was the west entrance that collapsed.
Correct.
So looking at the east entrance, in 2010, it flooded. So the ground of this tunnel was under several inches of water. And the western end was covered with kind of a concrete plug. But for years, that eastern end was used as part of, you know, a turning way for a connection with the Southern Railway's line to the West Point. And it could be entered by some venturesome trespassers.
Like us.
Like us.
Oh, we didn't say that.
No.
Not anything that can be used in the court of law.
So based on a 1998 exploratory expedition by Richmond Times Dispatch reporter Mark Holmberg, he explored portions from the eastern end with a professional caving crew and equipment. And it's believed that most of the western portion of the tunnel, which has not caved in, is filled with water from all these floods. Well, so the western entrance can still be seen at the southeast end of an alley off of 18th Street in Richmond. A Virginia historical marker was placed at the site in 2012. The eastern end is hidden in a small, dense, jungle-ish area just north of the intersection of East Franklin Street and North 31st Street. So if you're looking for it, there it is.
Gotcha.
And the end of the tunnel is still open for some distance, but its floor and the area outside are really, really swampy.
Ooh.
So it would be really hard to get into.
Give me some good boots.
Mm-hmm. In June 2006, the Virginia Historical Society and other parties announced that they were investigating the possibility of trying to recover the train and the bodies. The society planned to keep the train for preservation. The History Channel actually expressed some interest in participating in the project. However, when a hole was drilled through the tunnel's seal and a camera placed inside, it was found that the tunnel was filled with silt and water, meaning that an excavation of the tunnel would likely cause it to further collapse. And there are actually several homes on Churchill that would be engulfed by massive sinkholes.
Wow.
Because it goes through Churchill. And there weren't any houses on it when they started this project. But now with development.
And here's the thing. Would you do that?
I would never.
Why would you do that? And like, how much is there insurance knowing that, like, what's underneath their house? No. And also, does that also mean that maybe they've got some, like, haunted property then?
Probably.
Like, I heard a weird noise. It wasn't a bat.
So, needless to say, that project was put on hold.
This is freaking fascinating.
Right? I never heard of this before.
Me neither.
Okay. Amazing. So, we're going to talk about now the vampire legend that goes with it. So, local residents claimed the mausoleum of W.W. Poole, which was dated in 1913, in the Hollywood Cemetery that we talked about last week, holds the remains of a vampire. Supposedly, Poole was run out of England in the 1800s for being a vampire. They said, you can't live here if you're a vampire. Get out.
But I want to suck your blood.
Oral legends to this effect were circulated up until the 1960s.
How?
So they may be influenced by the architecture of the tomb, which has both Masonic and ancient Egyptian elements, and double W's that look like fangs. So because the cemetery is adjacent to Virginia Commonwealth University, the story has become super popular among students, especially from the 80s on until now. And it was first mentioned in print in the student newspaper in 1976. So, since 2001, the vampire story has been combined with the collapse of the Churchill Tunnel. And this whole neighborhood that's on top of Churchill.
Right.
So, according to kind of the newer story, which combines the cemetery and the tunnel stories, the tunneling awakened an ancient evil that lived under Churchill and brought the tunnel crashing down on the workers. Rescue teams found an unearthly, blood-covered creature with jagged teeth and skin hanging from its muscular body, crouching over one of the victims. The creature escaped from the cave-in and ran towards the James River, pursued by a group of men. The creature took refuge in Hollywood Cemetery, where it disappeared in a mausoleum built into a hillside bearing the name W.W. Poole. So that's the legend.
I love it.
Of what happened.
I love this.
According to Gregory Maitland, who is an urban legend and folklore researcher with the paranormal research groups, Night Shift, and the Virginia Ghost and Haunting Research Society. What a cool job.
I think this is, that's our second
act. That's our second act. Yeah. Absolutely. they said that the, quote, creature that escaped the tunnel was actually the 28-year-old railroad fireman, Benjamin F. Mosby. You know, we talked about him earlier.
Right.
When the boiler exploded and he was pulled
underneath
out.
They were underneath it, yeah.
And he was burned and died in the hospital.
That's right, yes.
So he had been apparently shoveling coal into the firebox of the steam locomotive with no shirt on when the cave-in occurred and the boiler ruptured. Mosby's upper body was horribly scalded and several of his teeth were broken before he made his way through the opening of the tunnel. Mm. Witness reported that he was in shock and layers of his skin were hanging from his body. And he later died at Grace Hospital and is buried at Hollywood Cemetery.
Just a side note here. Shoveling coal is just has never been historically for folks successful.
Right.
And have you watched the Titanic?
Not a good idea.
People who were shoveling the coal and the watertight doors went down, they drowned.
Yeah.
So, whoopsie. And I mean, like, this guy, no good can come from shoveling coal. That's why I have stopped doing it.
Right. It's not good. So, yeah, the house I live in has a coal chute.
Does it really?
That's an old, I mean, obviously not in use anymore, but it's an old coal chute.
I want to see it.
It's really cool. It's in my scary basement.
You haven't let me in the basement yet.
You didn't go in the scary basement?
No, you haven't taken me down there.
Next time.
You just keep telling me, oh, that's the scary basement. That's why we always keep that door locked.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait,
it is pretty spooky down there. But then, it also floods.
You just don't tell me. And something else you have mentioned to me about this basement is that you think there's a body in there.
I do think there's a body buried down there. There's a big old slab. It's about body sized.
Just saying.
Thinking it's that.
I think so too.
But I'm really upset that this guy, I mean, this Benjamin Mosby guy, he was horrifically burned. Mm-hmm. He chipped his teeth while climbing out of a tunnel trying to survive.
Yep. And then dies.
And then made it out only to die at the hospital.
Yep. Why do things happen like that?
I don't know.
If you survive that much, why?
Yeah.
And in large part, the hospital in that day and age wasn't prepared to deal with his burns.
This was 1925.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boo hiss.
Yeah. So that is the story of the really Richmond vampire and the Churchill tunnel.
I love this whole Churchill tunnel. I want to learn more and more about it.
Yeah.
When they went in there with their cameras, did they take photographs of it as
well? I believe so. I think there's some pictures. I think the History Channel put some stuff out about it. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But we'll find a really good photo.
I want to see them so bad. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But, like, I kind of love that. I mean, I hate that people, like, lost their lives, obviously.
I kind of love death.
I love the idea of, like, abandon things that are preserved like that.
Me too.
Like shipwrecks. I think shipwrecks are really cool.
Me too.
Anything like that, that it's like preserved. It's abandoned capsule. Towns, I think, are really cool.
Yes. Flooded towns.
Flooded towns. So freaking cool. So yeah.
If you haven't caught it, Haley did an episode about a flooded town under Lake Lanier.
Yes.
That's haunted. Killer episode.
It's one of my faves.
Yeah. Catch that one as well, because that one's really, really,
really
good.
Really
fascinating.
Fun.
Yeah.
Such
anytime I hear something like that, I gotta.
And that one has a really interesting history of like the community that was displaced.
Yes.
So really, so really good. Interesting.
So good.
So yeah, that
that is cool.
That's the story this week.
Now I'm gonna be looking for photos online. So you know, when Haley leaves here tonight, I'm gonna get out my Google and just start looking through. Cause
yeah, okay,
that's awesome.
That's it.
I love it.
Yay.
Thank you. Okay, where was I gonna be mad?
Oh, I'll tell you that story next week.
What the F?
I don't have time now.
What the fire truck? That's it. Out of my house.
Bye. No, but for real, if you want to email us some of your stories about, I don't know,
vampires. Why don't you email her your anger at...
Email me your anger. You can do so at mountainmysteries.appalachian@gmail.com. Find us on our Facebook, Mountain Mysteries Tales from Appalachia. Find us on Instagram, mountainmysteries.appalachia. Check us out on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/mountainmysteries.
I'm going to give a big shout out to Fargo, North Dakota.
Ooh, North Dakota.
I love it.
Nice.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We're super grateful.
And we'll see you next week.
I'm not grateful for Haley, though, what she's doing to me.
It's fine.
It's whatever.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.